News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
400 flights were cancelled by Ryanair, including 170 Irish flights, following 2 days of air traffic control strikes in France. And Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary has said that the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen should step down if she is not willing to reform Europe's failed air traffic control service. And he joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Michael. Shane Coleman said yesterday on air that there are three things certain in life: death, taxes, and the French air traffic controllers striking during the summer. Do you agree?
There isn't, but I'd add a fourth one, Ciara, the failure, and that the EU Commission and our politicians will do nothing about it. They'll sit in their hands and fail to take any action. You know, we and the other European airlines have been calling for years for Europe to protect overflights. The sad thing about these flight cancellations yesterday and today, you know, this is another recreational strike by the French. You know what the reason for these two-day strikes is? Because they believe they're short-staffed. So their solution to short staffing is to go out and strike, leaving even less staff. Only the French could come up with this kind of nonsense. But if we were to protect overflights, as many European countries do during national strikes, the Spanish, the Italians, the Greeks protect the overflights and they cancel the local flights. The French do the opposite. They protect the local flights and cancel the overflights. If we protected overflights, 360 of these 400 flight cancellations, 60,000 passengers yesterday and today would not have their flights cancelled by Ryanair. Okay. And yet Ursula von der Leyen, and we've been submitting passenger petitions for years to the European Commission President, and what does she do? Nothing.
So what is it that specifically you want her to do, Michael?
What we want her to do is to protect overflights. The EU has used minimum service legislation to protect flights in upper airspace. The procedure already exists. It's been adopted by the Spanish, the Italians and the Greeks. And all we need is the European Commission to say, this is going to be part of European law. It is a single market and we're going to protect the single market for aviation. So we fully respect the right of French air traffic controllers to go on strike, but we're going to protect the overflights.
So if there's going and to by overflights, just for people listening, that's flying through French airspace but not landing in France.
Exactly, because the French closed their airspace. So our flights from Ireland to Italy get cancelled, flights from Germany to Spain get cancelled, and flights from Portugal to Belgium get cancelled. Everything overflights. While the French are merely protecting their local flights. And this is a single market for air travel. The European Commission, during the Brexit negotiations, said we're going to protect the single market, come hell or high water. And yet when it comes to flights, our politicians do absolutely nothing. They sit in their hands and
can talk. I ask you, do you have a view as to why this is happening the way it is and why these overflights are not being protected in France?
Because you have some very tiny but very powerful air traffic controllers who can walk off the job, you know, typically on a Thursday and Friday during a peak summer weekend. They'll walk off the job and governments are terrified of them. And instead of actually passing legislation or use the minimum service legislation to protect the overflights, the French just protect their local flights. And this is a solution that has already been adopted by the Spanish, the Italians and the Greeks. They protect overflights. And we ask the question of Ursula von der Leyen, why do you not protect overflights? You're the president of the European Commission.
Okay.
Do something about this or quit.
And in terms of, for you know, obviously 400 flights cancelled by yourselves, including 170 Irish flights, but I no doubt other airlines also would have similar things.
Yeah, thousands of flights being cancelled.
So thousands of flights, which means probably tens of thousands of passengers disrupted. What kind of financial hit is aviation taking over this?
I mean, we take it like this. The hit is substantial, but it's much more the reputational damage we suffer. I mean, the difficulty for us at this time of the year, Ciara, is all of our flights are essentially full. So, you know, we have a duty to get people back to their destination, but it could take us 2, 3, 4 days to find the spare seats to get people back to their, their original flights.
And you know, do we know, is there going to be more of this coming down the line? More?
Of course there's going to be more. They're the French. It's June. It's July. It's time to go on strike. I mean, they're not striking for more money. They're not striking for better terms and conditions. These guys, every summer, just invent new reasons to go on strike. 2 years ago, we had 53 days of French ATC strikes because they were objecting to Macron's pension reforms, which they were exempt from. This year, it's, we think we're understaffed. Guys, let's go on strike. Out you go. I don't mind that they're going to cancel thousands of flights. 70,000 of our passengers have their flights disrupted.
And lastly, you believe this issue is so serious that Ursula von der Leyen should stand down, should she not fix it?
Yes, This is fundamentally undermining the single market. The Europeans protect the single market. They don't allow shipping to be blocked. We don't allow the roads to be blocked. We don't allow the railways to be blocked. But we're very happy every year to put up with a bunch of French air traffic controllers closing the skies over France, not so that French flights will be cancelled, but that everybody crossing over France will have their flights cancelled.
I do think that the French actually do block their roads too. The French farmers have done that several times. Can I ask you, can I move on? There's a couple of other things I want to ask you about specifically. The change in baggage size for Ryanair passengers. What does that mean in effect, Michael?
We're good. We're increasing them slightly. The European Commission have come up with agreed carry-on, free carry-on bag sizes, which are 40 by 30 by 15. We're currently 40 by 20 by 25, and therefore, but we want our minimum bag, free bag size to be bigger than the European standard. So over the next 2-3 weeks, we're increasing our free carry-on bag allowance to 40 by 30 by 20, which is bigger than the EU minimum.
And is that a trolley bag?
No.
Can I bring a trolley bag on, a pull-along one?
Well, that is the free carry-on bag. That's the briefcase or the big handbag or the overnight kind of bag that you can carry on. The trolley bag, you still can't bring on for free because they don't fit on board the aircraft. There's a lunatic proposal coming out of the European Parliament who, of course, want to play politics with this issue. Everybody should be free to bring as much baggage as they want on board the aircraft. They can't and they won't because they simply don't fit.
Because I actually had Regina Doherty on about this last week. What they're saying is that they want you to be allowed to bring 7 kilos for free in any kind of bag that you want. So that would include a cabin bag, a little pull-along suitcase. But you're saying no to that.
Can't be done. Won't fit. But what we do, is everybody's entitled to bring the free carry-on bag, which is this 40 by 30 bag. And that's a pretty sizable bag in its own right. Like, it's like a, the pilot's briefcase, the pilot's kind of...
Or a big soft bag that you can shove under the seat in front of you.
No problem. And then about half our passengers can bring a trolley bag. Because at that stage, the plane is completely full. You can't fit any more bags on board. You know, the new era now, where people are flying around Europe on an average of €45, planes are full, passengers are full of passengers, and we can't accommodate that amount of free carry-on bags.
All right.
We use pricing not to generate revenue for us, but to simply limit the number of bags that passengers can either bring on board for free or check into the hold of the aircraft.
All right. What about the changes being brought in for families sitting together? It's going to be free now if you have children under a certain age, that you would all sit together and get seats together without an additional charge.
Make no difference to us. You're currently free on Ryanair anyway. If you have children under the age of, I think it's 14, they get to sit beside you free of charge.
Okay. And maybe lastly, busiest week for Dublin, according to DAA figures out today, busiest week ever for Dublin and Cork airports. That looks like good news. The passenger cap, of course, is still looming, though. Do you have any comment about that busy week in light of the passenger cap still being in place?
I mean, Dublin and Cork and Shannon are growing strongly thanks to Ryanair this summer. But we're operating way above the cap. And I am increasingly frustrated at the failure of Micheál Martin's government to tackle this issue. The first issue on his programme for government, which is now 7 months old, is we will scrap the cap at Dublin Airport. And they're faffing around consulting with the Attorney General, faffing around talking to stakeholders. They have a government with a 20-seat majority, and they should pass a law taking Dublin Airport, scrapping the cap and taking Dublin Airport out of the failed dead hand of Fingal County Council. You cannot have local NIMBYs running around blocking the growth of air access on and off an island nation on the west of Europe. It is simply no other state would put up with it. We are the laughingstock of Europe, and we're now building up a big problem for ourselves. This year, we think Dublin Airport will probably do about 36 million passengers. We're about 4 million passengers over the cap. And by the way, there's been no collapse in road traffic around Dublin Airport, which is what this original 2007 restriction was.
Look,
but the inability of Micheál Martin's government, to get past legislation. I mean, I don't agree with much of what Donald Trump does. But he got elected and he's taking action. In here, we'd rather be running around wringing our hands. Micheál Martin is in China, Japan this week, opening up pavilions, but failing to tackle the cap at Dublin Airport. You have a 20-seat majority. You're in power for 5 years. Pass the bloody legislation and get on with it. We don't need this kind of delay and indecision and dither.
Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.